The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 12 minutes past 10 o'clock. A couple of guests in our studio today. We have Steve Lowers, chairman of the, or president of the Chamber of Commerce, Caseville. And also Todd Talaski, a board member of the Chamber and a chairperson for the upcoming Shanty Days. We're going to be talking about Shanty Days. I believe that's coming up shortly.
Yes. Good morning, Craig. Thanks for having us. And, yes, this weekend, our 20th annual Shanty Days will be taking place.
Did you think at the beginning it was going to be 20 years?
Not at all. Not at all. Actually, 20 years ago, Linda Hogan was one of our was the president of the Chamber of Commerce at the time, and we were trying to find a way to bring some people into our community in the winter time, and we selected the month of February, the latter part, kind of because of the people are getting antsy, getting ready to come up and open up their cottages, getting wait for spring, and they've been sitting in their house a long time. So we thought it'd be a good idea to try to have a festival in the winter time that could generate some unusual business that you normally don't see in the winter times.
And normally you would assume the middle to the end of February, it would be right in the heart of the winter season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hope it doesn't affect our other festivals. Maybe it'll be snowing during Ribstock this year. No, actually, it's kind of unique because 20 years ago when we first started it, it originated on Mud Creek. We used to bring in sanctioned races. We would park on the ice down there, and we would take all the events would take place down there. And about 10 years ago, we had to move it because Mother Nature just wasn't cooperating with us. And it seems like every year we're losing a little bit of that weather.
But soon you can have a bikini contest if this keeps up as part of Shanty Days. Has it grown through the years? Was it something that's steadily grown? Did it take a hit with the economy a few years? Or
no, it hasn't. It's really held its own, actually. For the past 20 years, it seems every year it gets a little bit bigger and obviously different. We have to make accommodations for the weather. For example, this year they may be polar bear dipping off of the break wall this year, but just kidding. I think we're going to be okay there, but it has been very beneficial to the Chamber of Commerce and to the businesses in Caseville, bringing people into town.
And shows people there is life in a small lakeshore community in the winter.
Right, absolutely, absolutely.
Before we go too much further, I want people to know that you did come bearing gifts.
Yes, we did.
You brought a sweatshirt and a T-shirt?
Yes, our 2012 Shanty Day sweatshirt and T-shirts, which we will have available all over Caseville this weekend. And they're $25 for the sweatshirts and $20 for the T-shirts.
So we will be giving those away through the course of the program. And anything new this year at Shanty Days other than the warm weather?
Well, we've got a lot of nice new events. And, what happens during the Shanty Day Festival is that we've got so many volunteers and such great sponsors. We're able to put on new events and things like that. And, where do we start as far as the sponsoring, including the radio station WLEW, which does our polar bear dip, and they have been for, we had talked about that, Craig, many years. I don't know how
we've
long.
We've done it for many years that I know of.
Yes, and you do a phenomenal job, and we appreciate it. It's not a new event. It's the second year, but I've got to talk about it right away. We've got a super beautiful fireworks display that will be taking place Saturday night at 9:30. The location is at the Wooded Island, which anywhere on Main Street you could actually park your car and watch it, or near the entertainment tent, which is also located at the Wooded Island. And, thanks to our sponsor, Cap and Tree Service, along with the Caseville Resorts, they give us a nice donation to put on a show. And there's nothing more unique than watching the fireworks take place and on a winter day, on a winter evening. It's absolutely beautiful. We've got a snowmobile fun run / car pickup, right, Todd?
Yeah, that's right.
You can explain that one to them, how that works.
That'll be stopping at five different locations, getting your card stamped in kind of like a poker run. And that is from noon to four. And it starts at the Wooded Island, I believe, is where you register for that. And then you'll get directions on your stops from there.
We have the crazy hats.
We have the new Crazy Cap Contest, Crazy Hat. Bring the goofiest hat you can find, and your prize will be well worth your time of bringing that in.
So
Now, is this something you're supposed
p.m.
to create yourself?
7 p.m. at the entertainment tent is where we'll be judging the hats.
Yeah. You can create it. You can buy it. Or whoever's got the craziest cap. I know I've got a couple stashed away from Cheeseburger that I might have to bring over. Oh.
And it's too big if you need a neck brace to hold your head up.
Well, that's even better yet.
That might score you points.
Get some points on that one. Yeah, there's no size limitations on that.
Why don't we give away the first shirt right now?
Great.
We'll take the third caller.
Okay.
And we'll give away the sweatshirt first.
Okay.
Is that a large?
That's a large.
It's
yes.
a large.
Yep.
We'll give away the sweatshirt to the third caller. Telephone number will be 269-1340. And we'll take the third phone call at this point and get yourself a Shanty Days sweatshirt, large size.
Yep.
And be something you can wear come the weekend.
Wear it proudly. Come down and see us over at the entertainment tent or down on the ice events, which I'll be all Saturday morning. And as far as the ice events, what we'll do is the fire department will be in tomorrow evening. They're going to be doing some training out there on the ice, and they're going to determine the safety of it.
If they're falling through, they're not going to let anybody else.
Yes, or not. But it all does take place down at Hoyt Saginaw Bay Marina. So if we have to bring up some of the events, such as the porta potty racing and the chick on the stick and the human bowling, we have a parking lot available where we could possibly do it up there. I mentioned earlier, Craig, as far as the polar bear dip, I know that particular area, there was roughly about 7-8 inches of ice, so we should be okay.
Really?
Yes.
Most people wouldn't think we'd have that much this time of year with the way the weather's been going. It's been like one warm spell after another. We had 50-some degrees not a week or two ago.
Yeah, I know. It's rare, but, on that particular side, it was some good, we should be okay. I'm hoping. I'm listening to your weatherman, and he's basically in the evening, if we can keep it under the freezing mark, it'll help out a lot.
And it's same as last year and the years before. You come out, sign in, and participate, and hopefully you have a strong constitution to take the cold water.
Absolutely. We average 100 participants a year, and it's never gone down. That number seems to be rising every year. So.
And despite the warm weather, the temperature of the water probably is still about 34, 35 degrees.
It's still a bit chilly,
it's
yes.
It's just above the freezing mark, so it probably won't... cause any problems that way. You still get plenty cold and feel very good when you hit that hot tub in the
absolutely
in the warming tent afterwards.
Sure. Thanks to the Steinmans and the Blue Water Spas for bringing in down the hot tub and giving them something nice and warm to jump into after they terrorize themselves in the polar bear.
So do they do it more than once? Some people try it.
Absolutely. Yes. Mm. Yeah. We've had groups go in together, things like that, and. It's crazy. I'm down there watching that, and I just can't imagine if I accidentally fell in that thing, what would happen to me.
We do want to congratulate Leo Champagne of Caseville, won the first.
Okay, congratulations, sure. Leo. Come on down and wear that, and wear it proudly.
Show your spirit.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things we do for our Shanty Day Festival is to help raise money for it is... we sell our buttons, the Shanty Day buttons, which get you to all the events, and it helps support the festival. And those are $3. They've been $3, I think, for probably the past 10 years. So we like to keep the price affordable so that people can come down and have fun and things like that. So, but that helps us and allows us to do a lot of different things. One thing I take a lot of pride in is on Sunday, because on Sunday we have a free kids' day. You know, all our festivals in Caseville, we always like to include the whole family. So starting as early as 11 o'clock in the morning, our Caseville Legals Club will be providing a free lunch to the kids. They can come down to the Caseville Legals. We'll have a magic show at 11:30. A real good magician will be performing. His name is Gordon Ross. And then at noon, we get to come over to the Wooded Island, and we have a couple different games for the kids. And I'm proud to say that I put on the kids' snow soccer, where the kids come in and they get to play a little soccer on a very worn, used-up, broomball court, which takes place all day Saturday.
Just going to mention the broomball.
Yeah. Tell them about the broomball, Todd. You participated in that one.
The broomball is a great event, especially for any of you hockey players. You need to come on out. And that starts at 11 a.m. at the Wooded Island. We have for sure four teams and maybe five signed up now. We've got room for one or two more. It's a great time. A lot of fun. Bring your broom and a helmet.
and
a few of your friends. You'll have a great time with the broom ball.
And you say there's still time. Do they need to go on your website to get the information? Do they have to call the chamber
Broomball Friday night meeting at 7 o'clock at the chamber. It's the last chance to sign up for Broomball. If you don't, if you can't contact the chamber or do it before Friday, Friday at 7 p.m. is the last chance.
Yes, but as of right now, you can go on our website. You can look at the Shady Day schedule along with registering for the Broomball. It'd be a $100 fee, I believe, for late registration.
$125
for
late.
For the late registration.
And how many players do you need on a team? Is that four, six?
I haven't played. There's only six that play, Craig, but you should have about 13 out there because there's some injuries.
No.
We've tamed that down quite a bit. How many do you need on a team, Todd?
Well, six or more would be a good. Six, you wouldn't get any breaks. You'd want more, a few more than six, but it depends. If you're in real good shape, six of you will do her.
Okay. All righty.
And with weather like this, do you dress for mud instead of snow?
We'll have to take a look at the Broomball court. That'll be, we're starting as we speak, actually, the tent is being put up. I do want to mention the new look. It's not a new location. It's our second year over at the Wooded Island. Dave and Sue Bout, they've been nice enough to let us use their property. It's a beautiful location. There's great parking access. The Broomball court will be there. The entertainment tent will be there. And that'll be the entertainment tent opens up on noon on Saturday. And that'll be going on until the fireworks, which is roughly going to be about 9:30, 9:40 at night. Dave and Sue do tremendous things for the community, and the nice thing about that particular location is that it's right darn near and right almost in the middle of town. It's located right at the light on Main Street. You can't miss it, and like I had mentioned, you've got great parking and things like that. So thanks to Dave and Sue, and all, like I mentioned earlier, you know, we can't do any of this without the wonderful sponsors. If you don't mind, I'd like to mention a few. Caseville Resort and Marina and Cap and Tree Service, David Kraft Realty, the Eagles, they do phenomenal things for us. Colleen and Paul at the Bay Theater, DJ's Portable Toilets, Herschel's on the Bay, Hoist Saginaw Bay Marina, and of course you guys, we couldn't do it without you, the Huron Daily Tribune. Our big sponsors we also have would be Budweiser, Smith Distributing, Caseville True Value Hardware, I had to plug that one in. Caseville One Stop, Caseville Fire Department, Jerry's Distributing, Collins Builders, Huron Gas, they provide all the gas for the beer for the entertainment tent. Thumb National Bank, Duffy's Blue Water Inn, there you go, Todd, hey. I plugged that one for you. And Richfield Management, Sure Hospital, the EMS, Back to Back Chiropractic, Blue Water Spas, Sure Family Medical, Huron County Sheriff Department, then there's a lot of other different types of sponsors that come in and help us out. But if it wasn't for them, we couldn't put on such a good, fun festival.
And sponsors that come back every year.
Absolutely. Yes. Every year they give us their support. You know, and one thing that's also, Craig, I had mentioned is I know throughout the state of Michigan in the past few years, and I've been doing the planning for a lot of the festivals in Caseville, Cheeseburger and that, and you know, they're just a lot of festivals are being canceled. Unfortunately, this year, due to the economy and the weather, I know a lot of the winter festivals haven't been very successful. But we're looking forward to great support from the county, from the community of Caseville and the surrounding areas and outside of the area to come and participate in a fun festival, fun family festival.
You know, my dad keeps telling me every time when I was he was younger, when you go deer hunting, there was always snow by November when he was doing this. Yeah. And now it just seems like it's getting later and later. And
yeah, I know it's kind of strange. It's kind of weird. But like I said, our next big festival is going to be taking place in June, which is our fourth annual Ribstock Festival. And hopefully it won't be snowing. You know, who knows?
Would also like to mention the chili cook-off has changed its location. The Caseville Resort has major construction going on, so the chili cook-off is going to be at the Wooded Island right next to the entertainment tent. So for all you chili critics, come to the Wooded Island.
And how does that work? Is that restaurants? Is that people with their own recipes? A little bit of this and
that's
a little
both,
of that?
Both.
Yes, if you have a good recipe, Craig, bring it on down. It's got to be, we have to bring it over there, and in fact, they'll get you the time on that one. And the neat thing is, with its new location being over at the Wooded Island, in the same building, which is right next to the entertainment tent, we will, the seventh grade class, now what they do is, you know, festivals, all our festivals benefit. I mean, there's a lot of fundraising going on. So during the, as the entertainment tent is open, during the broom ball, during the chili cook-off, the seventh grade class will be performing, will be cooking hot dogs, nachos, different things at the Wooded Island location. And that's a fundraiser to help the seventh graders go to the camp, which they've been going to since even my wife was a graduate there, and that was like 30 years ago or even longer. Sorry, honey. But, but even she went to that seventh grade camp. So it's important for the school and the kids and that. And also, I'm sure you've talked about it, Craig. You're a great newsman. I'm sure you've gotten wind of the new football program starting up in Kaysville, which we haven't had in 22 years. So during the ice events, we'll be cooking, making up some Sloppy Joes and hot chocolate. That money will be for the 2012 Kaysville Eagles football squad.
They're going into eight-man football.
Yes,
as I
they are.
It.
Yes, and yeah, we're extremely excited about it. The feedback throughout the from the alumni has been incredible. We've been getting donations that way, and also the kids. It's phenomenal as far as the response from the kids of Kaysville, the students that are excited about bringing football back and playing football in Kaysville again.
Now they have to build a field, or they still have the old one?
They've got the soccer field. We could use some goalposts. So if anybody out there has got some goalposts laying around in their backyard.
Yeah, that's something you normally just hold in your backyard.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, we could use some goalposts, but we'll find a way to do it. And, you know, we've been doing various fundraisers to get some money to get that program started back up.
And that's what a lot of the communities, small town communities, festivals are all about, is giving back to the community to improve town, to make it a better place for families to settle in.
Yes, yeah. You know, and we're proud of that, Craig, because I'll be honest with you, if it wasn't for, like, the Cheeseburger Festival with all the various fundraising going on from the school to the fire department to the churches, okay, if we didn't have those type of festivals and those type of events, they wouldn't have that fundraising capability. I'd hate to see what it'd be like without that, even the businesses of Kaysville.
Yeah, for sure. The other thing I'd like to mention is our buttons for Shanty Days are $3. We will have Kathy and Angie out Saturday walking around selling those buttons to you. So please bring your $3 for the buttons. They help support the whole festival.
You don't wind up in a makeshift
we're gonna make a jail this year.
Right.
Sometimes I've heard of those things.
$10 to get out of jail, and you still have to buy the $3 button. So.
Or your friends pay $10 to keep you in.
Right, exactly.
We do have another shirt to give away. We have a T-shirt to give away.
Long-sleeve T-shirt.
And we'll take the third caller again, 269-1340, 269-1340. Third phone call, we'll get that shirt as well.
I guess another question, Craig, would be the ice fishing contest and you know, I've seen those guys out there in shanties with about an inch of ice, mm-hmm. So I don't think that really should be a problem. You can register for that over at Walsh's Gun and Tackle. Mike Walsh does that kindly every year for us.
I know I read a story on our wire service where they tried that somewhere and nobody caught anything.
Yes, really. Oh, yeah.
Someone with a little
one kid, one
little
perch.
Perch that was like 4 or 5 inches long. That would
and he went over $1,000 or yeah. Something like that. Good for him. Good for him.
If it keeps getting warmer, they can take their boat out and
yeah,
go fishing.
Right. Exactly. No, but that'll be taking place, too. So, yeah, we've got so many different fun, different events and things like going on that. And just stopping by, come visit Kaysville. And, you know, I mean, if you don't like the entertainment tent, there's going to be plenty of things to do. And I know our gift shops are open. And the gift shops are antsy, too, because they've been closed most of the winter. And they like to open up on that particular weekend. And, you know, it helps benefit. It helps, you know, get a little early revenue going on.
Make a little to pay the tax bill.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, but it's going to be a great time. And
I know at Cheeseburger you draw from all over the place.
Yes,
is Shanty Days a draw from quite a distance, or do you find it's a lot more of the local people that know what's going to be happening and are there?
I know our one broom ball team is from the Metro Detroit area, so we have them coming.
The local support is absolutely phenomenal. It's almost like they realize that we could definitely use the support and need it. And I mentioned the community from Bad Axe and a lot of different towns throughout our area, but a lot of people that have cottages there, like I had mentioned, they come in and they want to go check on their cottage. They haven't been here in a few months, and they come in and they visit their the community and support it and go back home and realize that we're just about 4 weeks away from spring where they can really open up their cottage and
enjoy Caseville.
Enjoy Caseville, sure.
Sort of like their own Groundhog's Day, 4 weeks till
yes,
spring.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Let's see.
We want to congratulate Donald Hurin of Pigeon, who won the second shirt that we had to give away today.
Congratulations, Donald.
Congratulations. They're here at the station. You can stop on by and pick them up at your leisure.
Sure.
Hopefully before the weekend, then you can wear them at Shanty Days.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we'll have to, we'll keep in contact with yourself along with the radio station as far as making determinations with the polar bear dip and things like that. But
if you need to move things, let us know. We'll
yes.
get the word out for people as to where they need to go to right. be in on the action.
We appreciate that. And you guys have always done a phenomenal job of doing that for us, making location changes and different things like that.
I imagine it's easier to book a fireworks display this time of year than it is on July 4th.
yes, it is. I'll tell you, like I mentioned, it's beautiful because you have the clearing of the trees. There's no leaves on the trees. The location. See, you know, we spend a lot of money on our 4th of July fireworks, and the uniqueness of the one that we do in the wintertime is the 4th of July, so the entire community can view it. We're down 4,000 feet down the breakwall, okay? So, I mean, you're a little further away from it. This one here, you're basically right underneath the fireworks show. And we have somewhere in the area of 800 to 900 shells that will be going off, and it's going to be about an 8-9 minute show. So it'll be well worth it.
We have great fireworks coming up. We want to thank Cap and Tree Service and Caseville Resort again for that.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks, Crystal. You guys are phenomenal, and it's just generosity like that that allows us to have some really neat things take place.
And you mentioned that some communities have been canceling stuff because of this. I imagine that makes it difficult if you have things booked like this. You know, you've got to kind of go through.
Yeah. You know, you feel for them. You know, it's a very unfortunate situation. I know Houghton Lake, I've gone down there many different times, and they have the Tip-Up Town Festival and things like that. And, you know, obviously their attendance was down and things like that. But, you know, because of the community support we get, I don't really see any kind of we shouldn't be down too much with our festival. And we'll do whatever we can to put on the events. The bars, the restaurants, the businesses, by them being open and participating, putting different events on and things like that. And the Eagles Club with their free kids day and things like that, that's still going to allow people to come in. And I can mention one other thing. I had mentioned Paul and Colleen Poussat, the sponsors, the owners of the Bay Theater. They're putting on before I say free, I'm going to just double take a look here. There's a free matinee, yeah. They're generous enough to put on a free matinee on Sunday at 4 o'clock for the kids. So Sunday is for all the kids, all weekend long, Saturday, the ice events. I mean, the kids love it. And I believe you have to be 18 to jump into the polar bear dip, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Not sure.
You should have to be 18.
I would think so. I'm not sure.
You shouldn't be over 40. That's just my recommendation.
I like the way you think. Then you won't be asking me.
I don't know the lady's name, but I know there's a lady that's in her 60s that has jumped every year. So
we can't control the weather, but we're going to do the best we can to put every event on. And any changes, we will be sure to let everybody know. We hope to see everybody there on the weekend on Saturday and Sunday.
It's going to be a great time, sure. Yep.
Well, we've kind of done the deal with Shanty Days. Do you you got anything coming up for the other events you wanted to touch on before we go?
You know what? Before we leave, I definitely would like to, Craig. All winter long, and when it is slower, we have the ability to do a lot of the planning for the 2012 and some of the events that will be taking place. In June, we will be having our June 22nd through 24th will be the fourth annual Caseville Country Ribstock. I've got the bands all booked for that. We've got some Nashville acts coming in, some young, good, energetic country bands will be performing both Friday and Saturday nights at our amphitheater.
Sometimes when you book them in from Nashville, you find out next year they're celebrities and you saw them first.
exactly, and that's what's going to happen. I see that because we've had these young bands coming in, and I could see that. There was a couple of them. For example, last year we had Justine Blazer, and she's gone. I can't find her again because she's in Nashville, and it wouldn't surprise me to see her on the country music show pretty soon.
I just heard her at the Wings game there.
Yep, she was performing here in Detroit, but I know she's full-time in Nashville now. But yes, that is true. And neat thing about this year's Ripstock Festival, something that people have been emailing us about continuously, is about the amateur ribs. On Saturday, of course, our restaurants and will be performing the rib cook-off, okay, for the restaurants. So on Friday, we're going to be having an amateur rib cook-off, which will begin at noon. And all it is a $50 entry fee. So if you've got a favorite rib there you'd like to enter, you come in, you pay the $50, you bring your grill and your fixings. And what we'll do is provide you two slabs of ribs. And at 6 o'clock, you need to enter a half a slab of ribs. There'll be cash prizes to the winners and, of course, trophies. And I know the amateurs are excited to hear that. That's going to be new this year for Ribstock.
So you supply the ribs. That way you don't have people trying to compare country ribs to rack ribs to whatever New England cut or whatever that's available. So they're all going to be at least starting off on the same
foot. They won't have them. They won't be able to import them from some special pig and out of state or anything like that. So this way it'll be fair. Yeah, we'll provide the ribs for them, and then they can put all their fixings on them and cook them and things like that. And we're going to give them two slabs. They have to just bring in a half a slab. That way they can play around with them a little bit, make sure they got the best rib.
Now, some people, when they cook ribs, it's an all-day process.
Yes.
Do they start in the morning and you give them that? I hear the best ones are the slow-cooked ones because
yes.
Then the meat falls off the bone.
Right. That's a difficult thing there. So what we'll do is we'll have them, it'll be nice thawed-out slab of ribs. It'll be ready to go. And giving them 6 hours should give them ample time to I don't want to mention
they'll have
issues.
To do the best they can in 6 hours.
Right.
Get them up to temperature and sauced up.
Absolutely. I don't want to mention last year's People's Choice rib, but he's right next to me.
A ringer?
Yeah, Todd's a ringer. The Blue Water, Duffy's Blue Water Inn did run the People's Choice of the best ribs in last year. But we've got some great responses on it for this year's festival, and we can see this festival gradually growing. But I have promised our police chief, Jamie Lehrman, that we'll never go longer than the 3 days that we do it now. We're not going to build her up to 10 like Cheeseburger.
We broke promises before.
Yeah. Another thing that I'd like to bring up is something new, and it's exciting. And first of all, our fireworks will be on July 3rd, which is a Tuesday evening, I believe. And it's going to be a fabulous show. But on July 14th and 15th, the weekend, we have we're calling it kind of the Beatles on the Bay weekend. And the neat thing is that we've got a Beatles tribute band performing at the Wooded Island, same location where we're having the Shanty Days. And it's they talk like them, they act like them, they look like them, they dress like them. Okay, it's where they were, the Beatles. And
The 60s Beatles, if you remember in the black and white footage?
Yes. Well, actually, you know what they do? They go into the generation. So they'll put their clothes on with the black and white suits, and then they'll come out with the gold things, you know. So they put on a whole show for it, and it's phenomenal. So
through the show, they evolve into Sgt. Pepper and
everything
else.
Absolutely, yes. They're going to evolve right through it on three different sets. It's a fantastic band coming in called the Beat Club. That's on our website already. You can even link to them. That'll be July 14th, 7 o'clock. We're going to be pre-selling concert tickets. They'll probably be available in about a month, and they're going to be $7, which is a great price. And then the following day, I was approached by a company called Try to Finish. It's a triathlon company, which is puts on 9 triathlons a year in Michigan. And they asked if Caseville would like to be on the list. So if I'm not mistaken, it's the first ever professional triathlon that's ever been taking place in the Thumb. And that's on Sunday morning, July 15th. And for you athletes, I'm conditioning for it as we speak. I don't know if I'll be in shape by that time. I mean, I've got a lot of work to do. Now, you guys look like you could do it, but it's about it's about 7/10 of a mile swim, and this is all down at the county beach. This is where the registration everything takes place. So you bring your bike, you bring your shoes, you go on your swim, you come back, and you get on your bike, and then it's a 40-kilometer bike run. And then that's going to go take you down 25 just about to Port Crescent Park. And then you'll turn around, and you'll come back to the beach. And that is roughly, if I'm not mistaken, about 22 miles, the bike run. And then you throw your bike down, and then you put your tennis shoes on.
That's what they do. They don't waste any
That's
time.
What
they
do.
Just keep moving.
Exactly, and you put your tennis shoes on, and then you've got a 10-kilometer run. So that's 6 miles. and that'll be on Sand Row. We've got all the maps. You can go to our website, and you can actually see the mapping and things like that, but it's incredible, and it's exciting for not just Kaysville, but for the whole Thumb, because this is a really neat deal. We're limiting it to 300 athletes this year, and in the future, who knows, you'd have what they call the Iron Man, where you get thousands of them that just basically do the same thing. But that would entail,
and I'm sure,
obviously,
you'd do what they do when you see them on TV. You send them off in waves, you know.
Right.
You won't let all 300
yes,
go for
exactly.
once.
Yes, exactly.
Trample each other.
It takes a lot of volunteer work, like myself, that's going to have to be there on, like, a golf cart just to make sure no one's cheating. I'll just go down 25 to make sure that they're pedaling right.
Nobody's
I was thinking we're going to put Steve in the first tier to head out first.
Yeah, I don't want to lead the. I don't want to lead it. So, no, but that's exciting. And then... I guess what we'll talk about, too, real quick, is to bring up our 14th annual Cheeseburger and Kaysville Festival.
Is that new?
That's a new one, yes. It's a new one. It's a small little festival that takes place in August. And, you know, the neat thing about our Cheeseburger Festival this year is, as we've been doing the planning, is we have bands coming in this year from Canada, New Jersey, California, Florida, Ohio, I'm sure a couple other locations, too. So we've got two or three new Jimmy Buffett tribute bands.
Have the rumors started about Jimmy coming yet?
Absolutely, sure. They're
every
already
year
in the
it
air.
Seems there's that rumor.
Yes, they're already in the air. But that's the planning's been taking place, and real soon we'll have the entertainment schedule on there. But the neat thing about Cheeseburger is that Bob Brown, who's been in the process of manufacturing the production studio from Charity Island Productions in Kaysville, which isn't quite done yet, is going to be doing, once that building is complete, he'll be doing the editing, because in 2000, this past festival, he did a lot of recording as far as putting together a documentary regarding the festival, and it's called Chasing Jimmy. So he spent a lot of time and a lot of work on it. You may have read through it through the news and things like that, but that's going to be a real, real interesting documentary. And that, hopefully, we'll get that he'll be able to get that documentary done once he gets into the building, and he can do all the editing, because most of the filming has been completed for that. Also in 2011, our 13th annual, we had Tom Dalton from Under the Radar come in. That's going to be coming out on TV soon, probably about another month. And he came in the day of the parade and did a filming, and it's a one-hour show, and it's on PBS, but he gets over 1 million viewers. And he did a show on Kaysville, and that'll be airing, I believe it's supposed to air, and if I'm not mistaken, March or April. And that'll be kind of neat to watch that.
Terrific. So you're getting a lot of good publicity off the event. And
yes, we are, yeah. Yeah, and the fundraisers and the letters we get from the schools and you know, the appreciation that they get because of the fact that all the supporters of our festivals, they support these different groups that could really utilize the money for different things. Like I mentioned, the new one being the football program, the support is phenomenal, and we can't thank all the supporters of all our festivals enough. If it wasn't for the festivals, then, you know, who knows? Who knows where Kaysville would be and where these support groups would be, you know, like the school.
And if you want to be around for Cheeseburger and some of these other festivals, you need to start booking your accommodations and stuff, because you'll be staying in Bad Axe and driving all the way in each day, because it books up quickly, especially the park.
Yes.
And the other accommodations, I imagine... book up quickly.
I believe for Cheeseburger we have a shuttle running from Bad Axe.
Well, yeah, the Thumb Area Transports, they do a lot of the running for us and transporting people from different locations through the Thumb.
Well, and you have to when you get that many people into that small of a town.
Exactly. And I talked with Stacy from the park, and you know, I mean, thumbs up to Judy and Stacy and the board commissioners and everybody for the Kaysville County Park allowing us to do what we do there at all our festivals. But I know Stacy did mention that you're not going to find a place for Cheeseburger Ribstock. Those are all booked up. And excitingly, they're getting some good responses on this July 15th deal, this new Beatles on the Bay thing that we have going on. So you may have to look other places. I know you've got Sleeper Stay Parks. We've got great parks and great hotels right here in Bad Axe. And I know people that start booking hotels even in Bay City and Saginaw for the Cheeseburger Festival, because that's as close as they can get. So,
well, you do pack them in.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it for you coming out today. Shanty days again this weekend. Rain, shine, snow, anything is still going on.
Yep, we'll be here. Thank you very much for having us, Craig.
And good luck this weekend. And again, if you have any moving of events or whatever, let us know, and we'll get the word out and let people know they can tune right here to get that info.
Thank you. And I want to thank Todd, along with Julie from DJs and Herschel's, and also Dave Bout, the four chairpersons of Shanty Days, because it's a lot of hard work planning any type of festival. So thanks to those guys.
Thank you, everybody. Bring your crazy hat. That's our new one this year. We'd like to see you there.
Well, appreciate you coming out. Our guests today have been here for the 20th Shanty Days.
20th annual.
Hard to believe it's been 20 years since you first took the plunge, or whatever you call it there. But you started something that just keeps growing. Todd Tulaski, one of the board members of the chamber and a chairperson of Shanty Days, and Steve Lowers, the chamber president. Thanks for being with us, gentlemen, and again, I hope you get a great turnout.
Thank you, and I think that secretary that you have out there needs to jump into the polar bear net.
There we go.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you. Our guests today have been from the Chamber of Commerce. I want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll clue you in on all the latest in the news.